tragic news. It's devastating news personally because I knew Howard Zinn, and for the progressive movement in the United States, it's just a gigantic loss because here was a man who had more of an influence on a couple generations of Americans than anyone else in the country, with the possible exception of Noam Chomsky. And he taught us so many important things. I mean, he taught us that no war is justified. He taught us that we need to get beyond patriotism, that we should put away our flags and, you know, not sing the anthems and not do the pledges of allegiance, that we should be loyal to every human being in the world and not to nations. And he taught us that soldiers don't die for their country. They die for politicians who dupe them or conscript them and corporations that make money off the war. And he taught us that social change comes from below. That's one thing that our president talks about but doesn't seem to act upon. And Zinn understood that in the anonymous activism of people at the grassroots is what has brought about all the progressive changes that we've accomplished and have enjoyed. And so that viewpoint is such an inspiring one, such an empowering one.
Matt Rothschild, editor of the Progressive Magazine, tell us a little bit about the history of Howard Zinn. What was his role, especially in the Vietnam War?
Well, Howard Zinn was there, was always there at every struggle. He was active in the civil rights movement. He taught down at Spelman and walked the picket lines and got fired for doing so. But before that, had taught Alice Walker and Marion Wright Edelman of the Children's Defense League here taught them about the world and helped them on their path toward activism in the Vietnam War. He was early against the Vietnam War. He wrote a very important book in 1967 called The Logic of Withdrawal. He went to Hanoi when doing so opened himself up to being called a traitor. And so he really led the Withdrawal Now movement in an intellectual sense. More so than anyone else at that time. So he was hugely important in the Vietnam War movement. But I think what he will be remembered most for is his A People's History of the United States, which has sold more than 2 million copies and then was condensed and transformed into this great History Channel special called The People Speak. And it can be used in classrooms, 7th and 8th graders, high school, college. So people for generations to come will be able to, if they're not reading books that are 600 pages long, then they'll be able to see what our history was. And he stressed time and time again that this was a history of class conflict in this United States, that we weren't all one together during the Revolutionary War even, and then subsequent to that, and even before that with the annihilation of Native Americans, and that people were always fighting back, people who were being oppressed. So that was another thing that he showed us time and again.
And finally, Howard Zinn was a columnist for your magazine, the Progressive Magazine. What was it like working with him as a person and as his editor when you were hashing out ideas for his columns?
Well, you know, the amazing thing about Howard Zinn is here's a guy with an enormous reputation, extremely famous, and one-on-one, either in person, on the phone, or online, he was not throwing his weight around. You know, he didn't lord it over you. He was a very decent, down-to-earth human being, and he had a wry, self-deprecating sense of humor. He was easy to edit. The worse the writer, the harder they are to deal with from an editor's perspective. And he was a great writer, and he took our editing changes or suggestions very well, and at some points he would make corrections on the changes we wanted to make, and he was right. And so he was fastidious in that way, but he also respected the role of an editor, so he was respectful and graceful always, and funny. And so it is that kind of kindness and friendliness that is sticking with me today and is hitting me in the stomach too.